Moet zeggen nu ook al aan het Engels beginnen, of niet?
Denk het.
Well, then you have to place your laptop exactly on the marked spot. It's important to place your laptop exactly on the marked spot over here.
I've got a touch pad. Do you know how I can wake it up?
A touch pad?
No, my laptop.
Like it?
You will feel good.
I don't know if I can touch the power button. Do you know how I can wake it up?
No. Yeah, try the power button.
I've lost my screen. Yeah, so did I.
I closed
I
it. That wasn't very smart, I guess. Mom, get back to me. Yes. I closed it.
Yeah.
You've got your name.
Yeah, my name is name.
You restarted it?
No, I didn't restart it.
No.
I just closed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now you open it. Now nothing happens.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's ready?
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the kickoff meeting. I forgot to put my name over here. It's Maarten. So you all know. What is the agenda for today? Well, the opening is what I'm doing right now. We're gonna do some acquaintance things. Give some examples of the tool training, project plan, discussion, and the closing. We have 25 minutes. Okay, the project aim is to design a new remote control. Some of the objectives are that it has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So now we all know what our goal is. I forget the whole acquaintance part, but we all know each other. We all know each other's names. Joost, Guido, Antek. Okay, I think we already been through that part. Okay, it consists of three levels of design. We begin with the functional design, then we go to the conceptual design and the detailed design. Every level of design consists of some individual work, and we close it with a meeting. You all received an email with an example of our explanation of what the particular level of design means to the different functions. I don't know, you probably read that already, so I don't have to tell you about that. Okay, first we're gonna try some different things with the tools we have over here, so you get acquainted with these meeting tools. We have a smart boards, those two boards. This is the presentation board, which one I'm using right now. You can there's a document folder called the shared document folder. You can upload your documents to that folder, and then you can open them over here, and so you can do your PowerPoint presentations on this screen. We also have the whiteboard. We're gonna
can
skip
we
to
the.
No, just on the screen over there. Oh, well, probably it's. But I don't know if the software is on the laptop, but it's mainly a thing for in the meeting, so I don't think it's. I don't know if it's important. This is an explanation of the smart board. There's a toolbar over here. It's quite simple. You have the pen function, eraser function. It's like a very simple paint application. We use the same file during the whole day, and you can make new sheets by pressing on the blank button. It works like this. Oh, the pen is selected. Yes. Oh no. It's not. But it is pen. It's not working like a pen yet. Oh. Doing some stuff now. So you can use a pen, you can use an eraser, and you can make new new blanks, and you can change the line width and the color of the pen by pressing on forward, but you select the pen format and select current color or line width. So it's quite easy. Well, now you're all acquainted with the different tools. Oh yeah, we're going to try out the electronic whiteboard. Every participant should draw its favorite animal and sum up its favorite characteristics on a blank sheet with different colors with different pen widths. Well, I'll start off then. I'll use this same sheet. Oh, let me think. Different colors. Well, I'm gonna draw a piranha, a fish. I'm gonna use some different color rays now. Some a little eyeball. Looks like a fish. I think it is. Was this black? I think so.
Yellow.
Well, this is just useless drawings, but teeth. I need teeth. Well, they're not supposed to be green or whatever color this is. Okay. What was I have some to sum up its favorite characteristics. Well, I like its sharp, razor sharp teeth, plus the big forehead and the small actual face, and I like its overall aggressive look. And well, that's what I like about the piranha. I think that's kind of what the intention should be. Well, who wants to be next?
Nobody, I guess.
You go, Guido. Okay. Make a new sheet just by pressing on blank. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in the format menu, you can choose the different colors and pen widths.
Is a bird. You know, I thought of that actually.
Yeah.
It's a little bit light.
Well, tell us something about your favorite characteristics of these particular birds. Okay. Well, it's clear. No, no. We get your point. Okay, who wants to be next?
Yeah, whatever. I'll go next. Thanks.
I haven't got a favorite animal too, so I'll
pick Pictionary.
What should I draw? Thank you, I'll draw.
I'll do so. Okay.
Your turn.
Okay.
Drawing.
We're going to draw a cat. I don't know why. Cat is a very smart animal. And we can have them at home. Which is not as cage with penguins and
well, you can have a piranha at home.
Yeah.
Or a lion. I mean a bird.
I don't think Darwin would agree with that.
It's a nice guy.
Okay.
He's crying because he's like,
what do you like about it then?
Most cats are small.
Oh, okay. 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 Okay, and then we are through the tool training, I guess. Okay, this is something about project finance. The selling price of our remote control is going to be 25 euros. And our profit aim is 15 million euros. We're very ambitious on this one. The market range is international, so it's going to be sold worldwide. And the production cost should be a maximum of 12.50 euro per remote control. So that's clear to you guys. Yeah? Okay, we're now going to discuss some stuff. Well, we're going to brainstorm about what kind of remote control is going to be. Well, tell me about your experiences with the remote controls. Do you have good experiences with remote controls, or do they annoy you sometimes? Are they difficult to understand, or maybe they don't interact with different kind of equipment very well?
I don't think
Okay.
See elderly people, all these buttons, and then they buy a new TV because their previous one was stolen or whatever.
Okay.
And then a totally different remote control with different functions on different places, and half of the functions are removed or whatever. So I think what we need is a clear remote control with grouped buttons, you know, all the buttons which apply to the text functions in one
different functions
of one area or whatever, not like the button to enter text on top of the remote control and the button to minimize it to this or whatever.
Okay.
I think just totally somewhere else. I think we should group them. Same
okay.
For the volume buttons.
And is it going to be a remote control that's what it can be used for different kind of equipment, like your TV and your home stereo?
I was thinking since a TV is mostly used together with a VCR or DVD player,
mm-hmm.
and not with a stereo,
mm-hmm.
I think it should be good to include functions for VCRs and DVD players.
But the DVD players and home cinema sets often double as stereo hi-fi sets, probably. That's what, from my experience.
No, hi-fi set is
okay.
Not often used, as I know of, in combination with television.
But we're gonna...
It's only for television,
Yes.
Oh, it is only for television?
I thought it was only for television.
Yes, it is only for television.
So we
but
so
have
what document
about that. If we think it's useful, we do it.
But where did it where did you find that?
In the email.
Oh, okay.
That's right, it's a television remote control, but
yeah, television
I was
remote
thinking
control.
Since
yeah, but most television remote controls support other functions as well. So we can we have to think about that. Okay. But we've gonna put some so user friendliness is a priority in this case, or okay.
I guess
you need an expert.
Well, this that maybe is some aspect of the or some point at which we can excel by making a very useful. Then you're the usability man, so this is going to be a very important task for you then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, other ideas? How can we make it trendy or something by just shape and the look of it? Maybe a can opener underneath it. I don't know,
yeah.
Or something special like an MP3 player inside of it, or then the production costs are going
to
be too high, probably.
I think we have to keep it simple to get a whole market. It's
okay, maybe with different type of fronts, or well, it has to be something spectacular, which makes it. We can skip back to the goals, probably. Original, trendly, and user-friendly. Well, we also already talked about user-friendliness. Something trendy and original, well, that goes hand in hand, I guess. When something is original, it tends to be trendy, probably. Well, you should make a combination of that. Okay, so the technical part of the process is something you're going to look after for. So you have to think about what kind of equipment you want to you want to manage with it. Well, that's an important part for you then, with regards to the user-friendly part of it. Well, and you should look out for what makes it trendy. Well, you know, like some special feature or some, you know, did it get some gadgetness or something?
What the market wishes.
Okay. Well, closing. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. Individual acting, so the industrial designer will, or the working design, of course, will already said that. The user interface designer, user interface, the technical functions design, and the management expert, marketing expert, user requirements specifically. Well, that was already clear to us. Specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach. I don't know how much time we have left. Oh, not many, I guess. We started at 12.
Just got a message.
Oh, and what does it say?
It said 5 minutes, so we got 4.5.
Okay, well,
No,
we're ahead of schedule then.
He is the
one. We can close it. I'm gonna make some minutes or take some minutes. And it's clear you can put the stuff in the project documents, presentations, you can all... Well, we were all...
Project documents is for showing on the whiteboard.
Yeah, 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 but we're all familiar with Microsoft PowerPoint. Are we? Yeah, okay.
Alright.
I'm gonna write some stuff down and then we're ready.
Okay.
Well, we can leave already, I guess. To go to, should we, or is it important that we leave at exact...
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Yes?
Yes. We'll see each other in 30 minutes.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.